WTAW News. Time is 5 after 8. 81 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station police are looking for a man accused of assaulting an elderly man over an argument about a parking space. According to the report, the assault happened on Sunday night. The elderly man had injuries from being slapped or punched in the face, but did not require medical treatment. The unknown suspect is described as a white man with average build, sandy blonde hair, about 40 years old, and was driving a white truck. Anyone with information about the incident in the 1800 block of Potomac Place is asked to contact CSPD. College Station police are also asking for help in identifying a suspect in a credit card abuse case. The man used the victim's credit card at the College Station Walmart on April 11th to make a purchase of $184. Pictures of the suspect are online at WTAW.com. The Bryan Police Department has been notified by local businesses who are receiving phone calls from BTU or City of Bryan phone numbers stating that they need to pay their phone bill or their electricity will be cut off. The numbers that show up on caller ID look legitimate, but the call is a scam. A reminder that residential customers will not get a phone call, but will receive a notice in the mail. Commercial customers do receive phone calls during normal business hours, but they are not demanding or threatening. Now that the Supreme Court has had its say rejecting provisions of the state's abortion law, Republican lawmakers are already talking about their next move.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick remains furious over the Supreme Court's handling of the Texas abortion law.
You should have the ultimate safety standards. We're not a third world country.
Patrick says they'll revisit the issue in the Texas Senate in 2017.
We're going to go through this line by line and see what it is that we can address in a way that a Supreme Court would approve.
Democratic State Rep Donna Howard says their job is to anticipate and counter any Republican efforts.
I understand that there could be some legislation that has to do with the timing of when abortions could occur.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Results of the 2016 College Station Citizen Survey were presented at last week's City Council meeting. Communications and marketing specialist Colin Killian was impressed with participation, which was 236% increase from the 2012 survey.
Probably one of the most positive aspects of this was that we had 513 college students participate this year, which was also a significant increase from 2012 when we had fewer than 100. The large response resulted in a margin of error of plus or minus 2.2%, and that means this was a very, very good and valid survey.
Killian says there were improvements in many categories compared to the last survey, but one of the biggest gaps between quality and importance is traffic management. A link to the presentation and the rest of the results is online at cstx.gov. The College Station School Board has called a special meeting tonight to sell and purchase land.
6 years ago, CSISD purchased almost 24 acres at the southeast corner of Holloman and Deacon as a future school site. Administrators are now asking the board to sell that land in order to purchase almost 19 acres to the south at the northwest corner of Holloman and Rock Prairie. CSISD would pay $3 million. What the district would get from selling the other property has not been disclosed. The district has also not revealed the buyer, who went through a bid process. The move would shift the future school site from the barracks to the Oak Creek subdivision. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 9 after 8. It's 81 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
It's springtime at Normandy Tractor. That means terrific spring savings on all Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. But now from Normandy Tractor, get lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, zero APR financing on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with 5-foot Land Pride shredder and 5-foot box blade with teeth for $13,495 minus a $1,300 rebate. Only $12,195 or only $156 per month. Let the Normandy Tractor team help you build your own package deal. Get special pricing on any equipment bought with your new tractor, and don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
It's 8:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
We're going through today with mostly to partly sunny skies and maybe a shower or thunderstorm scattered around. High temperature between 90 and 94 degrees. Tonight, chance of showers and storms this evening, and then fair and 75 overnight. Only a small chance of a shower or thunderstorm Wednesday, partly sunny, low 90s, fair warm mid-70s Wednesday night, and Thursday, sunshine, temperature low to mid-90s. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
So a pet fish got a fake eye put in by a vet. I'm just...
And well, the reason's even funnier.
Yeah, not funny. It says here the fish was bullied. That's not funny. A fish in Missouri was being bullied in its tank by another fish, and it's believed that it's because of the missing eyeball. Kiwi, who is a lime green saltwater fish that lost his eye after his vet had to remove it due to a cataract? They took the eye out?
Wow. I didn't know.
Okay, now
so
Leah,
he was being bullied or he wasn't, or it was a cataract?
Well, they took the eye out because of the cataract, and then he got bullied.
And so then he
then
got
they,
bullied.
Yeah. Then so he was being bullied.
It's not funny that he was being bullied. It's funny that I didn't know fish bullied each other. I didn't know that was a
I didn't know fish got
the...
cataracts, and I didn't know it mattered that much.
There's a lot we're learning from this story.
We really are. I know all that, and Finding Dory has just come out, and I won't see that, but anyway.
Why? You don't want to spend the day in a theater with like 7,000
5-year-olds? Something like that. So, I finally saw Frozen a year after it came out, and it was kind of like, meh. But anyway.
You're one up on me.
I haven't seen that either.
Okay, so, but y'all don't get fish, do you?
Actually, we have in the past.
Is that right?
Because if animal control goes in and seizes animals on the property, they seize everything.
Oh.
So, okay. we've had some fish before. And then there was a gentleman one year who called and said, you guys take fish? And I was like, well, what kind of fish? Yeah. And he's like, well, I have these koi fish in a pond in my backyard. I bought this house and these fish are back there. And I'm thinking, okay, you know, probably, you know, pet store koi fish, you know,
right.
8 inches long or so. And he's like, well, they're kind of big. And I'm like, okay. And I'm thinking, you know, we have some people in our, you know, staff, whatnot, that have some fish ponds that could possibly adopt them if that's something they were interested in. And you know, if they were bigger, we could put them in the pond that we have at the shelter. Yeah, they were bigger.
Oh, yeah, bigger.
They were like 2.5 feet long.
Oh, yeah. That's bigger.
They were gigantic.
We're getting a call. Hello.
Hey, good morning. You guys have obviously never priced saltwater fish for aquariums. They're very expensive.
Is that right? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Saltwater, very high.
Right, thanks. Are you still there? What's... I don't know what very high. What's expensive? I mean, for a fish, because I do like a
more
free
than
goldfish.
$2.
Yeah,
a
free
goldfish.
Goldfish. Well, I saw I was in the pet storatorium the other day, and they have LED lights now for aquariums, and you know that's really spectacular. And you know, LED lights are pretty cool.
Black lights so that you can have special fish that glow in the dark.
That's right. Well, you know, and again, if you do LEDs, do the fish need sunglasses? I mean, you know, there's also. So what'd you do with the 2 feet long fish?
Well, we had three of them, and we do have a huge pond at the shelter, and they lived in there, and they're still living in there as far as I know.
Didn't name them, right? You just kind of...
No, we didn't name
throw
them.
Some dog food out there every once in a while.
Yeah,
and
they would
that,
actually
right?
go out, and there's a couple other fish in there that Linda, who worked for us, would go out, you know, every couple of mornings and throw some food out there.
Being the
and,
fish wrangler yeah, that she was. Yeah. Okay. Well, there you so. Are. Okay. So could find almost anything there.
You never know what you're going to get.
Usually it's probably... Well, hang on. Hey.
Yes, we have. I buy them goldfish they have at Walmart and put them in my horse trough. They work perfectly.
There you go. Thank you. Eat them skeeter larvae, right? Yeah, in the horse
they
trough.
Do.
They will.
They
well,
do.
That's a good thing. That takes care of that. All right, so what's going on as far as critters that mammals that you have?
Well, most of everything we have is generally dogs and cats. Yeah. Actually, next to dogs and cats, the animal we get the most are chickens. And most people don't think chickens at the shelter either, but, you know, again...
Yeah.
You can have chickens within city limits within certain parameters.
Right.
Sometimes animal control is intervening because you don't meet those parameters. Or see, chickens have wings, and therefore they fly.
They do.
And people don't think, oh, you know, they'll just kind of scoot along the ground. They occasionally get scared and go right over your fence, and then they're walking down, you know, University Drive or something like that. And
yep.
Animal control shows up and picks them up, and they come in the shelter, go through their stray hold, and then are adopted out as well.
Wow. Why so, not?
Happens.
Yeah, that does. Yeah. Well,
and then we have partnerships with some of the other, you know, we've all seen Houston Animal Cops on TV, and
oh, sure.
They're out there seizing, you know, 700 chickens from someplace, and they'll call us and say, you know, we have these chickens after they've all their court proceedings are done, and they'll call us and say, we've been able to place X number of them. Can you take any of them? And we call our chicken waitlist people. Yes.
The chicken waitlist people.
We say, we have, you know, these are the types of chickens. How many would you like? And we essentially place an order with Houston. They
wow.
bring them up, and most of those pets, chickens, are rehomed within 24 hours, because we have a lot of gentlemen's type farms around here where people want, you know,
sure.
a handful of chickens,
they
you
do.
Know, 10, 20 chickens. And they're like, oh, great, you know. So yeah. you never know.
Yeah.
Wait list for everything.
So let's talk about what's going on with Adopt a Cat Month, right?
Almost over.
Yeah, it is.
Almost
just,
over.
We are done.
It wraps up here the end of June, so that's Thursday. Thursday's a really big day, our
yes.
last day.
You having like a sale? Is that
kind of. And because we have so many animals, mm-hmm. cats specifically. We had no cats, and then whoosh, cats. There's cats. There are 78 kittens in foster
care. Oh, my.
Care.
Oh, wow.
So we are anticipating, obviously, their return. So that takes yeah. a lot of logistics on our animal placement coordinator on making sure we can take them back, because the fosters are like, okay, I'm done with the time frame. Let's get the next step going. Because most of them want to take another litter, or maybe they took those fosters. We're anticipating them to come back because they have summer plans.
Sure.
So, yes, Thursday is our last day for half-price cat adoptions. And then it's also our discounted microchip day. We did this a couple times last year. Generally, mm-hmm. our microchips are only $25 anyhow at any point in time, but we're going to discount them to $15 on yeah. Thursday, just in time for 4th of July. 4th of July is the number one day for missing pets across
oh,
the
really?
Country.
Oh, really? How very interesting.
You know, if you do not think you're going to be home in time, if you're, and I'm by time, like 5 p.m.,
yeah.
just, you know, make some plans to get your pets inside, because people start setting off fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
That really does a number on your dogs and
yeah.
cats. You know, sometimes even your livestock. So just keep that in mind. And if your dogs or cats are outside, do everything you can to get home, get them in a secure area in the house. Give them something to distract them, whether that's a toy, turn on the music, something else that kind of drowns out what's happening outside and
right.
will hopefully keep them a little bit calmer. We want you to get your pet microchipped ahead of time. Again, Thursday, $15 microchips, no appointment necessary. Just come by the shelter during our business hours, 11 to 6. It's going to take you longer to fill out the information than it will for us to actually microchip your pet. And
yeah.
we are trying to give you as much, you know, and we have a form that you fill out. If you have more information you want to add to that, feel free. If your pet is already microchipped and you're thinking, you know, I haven't updated that in a while, I have no idea what's on there,
mm-hmm.
call us. We'll look it up for you. We'll let you know what we find in our system. And we can get that in our system updated for free. And then we can give you the direction about the national registration on whatever your particular chip happens to be. Because there's
okay.
quite a few chips out there, and a lot of them have a lot of different things you need to do.
Okay.
But if you can get it updated in our system, that's a step in the right direction right there. So, again, that's this Thursday, $15 microchips. Can't beat that. And with 4th of July being Monday, we will be closed. So if your pet goes missing on 4th of July, come back, come in Tuesday, excuse me. And we do recommend you check every other day. And there's a lot of resources in this community for your lost pets.
Yeah, so
check out our website on that. If your pet goes missing on Monday, go to our website, Lost and Found Pets, and we can get you, there's a lot of information on what you need to be doing from there.
Sounds like a deal. And let's tell, just real quick, Camp Humane's coming up.
It is. It is. We have another one in July, 13th through the 15th, and we've actually, this was open to 13 to 15-year-olds, and we weren't having any 13 to 15-year-olds sign up, so we've gone back to the 8 to 12-year-old range.
Tried that.
So that seems to be the sweet spot for us in the age range of the kids that want to come out. So July's camp is open to 8 to 12-year-olds. There's space in that available, and there's some space in August left, not too much left in August, so get your registration in now. You can find all that information on our website, AggielandHumane.org.
Great. Thanks, Leah. Appreciate that. And Kate's here this morning. How are you today?
Hi, I'm doing well.
Wonderful. Good. Well, what's going on in the chamber?
We are busy at the chamber. We're right in the middle of all our summer activities. Today, we actually have a deluxe ribbon cutting for a blowout. That is a new hair salon coming to College Station. They don't cut and color your hair. They just blow dry it and style it for you. So we'll celebrate them today at 4:30 at 4340 Carter Creek, Suite 102. So we hope to see you there. And then this Friday is the nomination deadline for our Community Impact Award nominations. This is sponsored by TAMU Procurement Services. And this is a program that honors minority business owners in the community. So if there's someone who's made a significant impact in your life or your business, please nominate them. Again, the nomination deadline is Friday, July 1st, and we'll honor them at a luncheon on July 26th. The next Thursday, we have a membership luncheon, which is sponsored by LBAA, which is our Leadership Brazos Alumni Association. That's going to be from 11:30 to 1 at the Phillips Event Center at Briarcrest. And this is a luncheon that's going to showcase all of our leadership programs. And we're also going to be making our Leadership Brazos applications available for the upcoming class. The speaker of that luncheon is Mike Wright, the general manager of KVTX. So he's going to share some wonderful insights into his life and how leadership has affected him.
Sure.
And then also next Thursday, July 7th, we have another deluxe ribbon cutting for Southland Title. That's going to be at 3800 Cross Park Drive in Bryan. They're formerly known as Brazos County Abstract, so we're going to be celebrating them and their new title. So join us for hors d'oeuvres and drinks and giveaways. And then also, we want to invite you to come out to Founders Night. That's going to be on Friday, July 15th from 7:30 to 10 p.m. It's sponsored by McLean Intelligent Solutions, and we're really excited about this event because it's one of the first public events to be held at One Circle Drive, which is formerly known as the President's House on A&M's campus. So we're going to have a lot of game tables set up throughout the house. There'll be drinks and appetizers, so we really invite you to come out and just kind of celebrate with all of us. Tickets for that are $50 per person. And if you would like to come to any of these events or learn any more information about what I talked about, you can give us a call at 979-260-5200, or you can visit us at bcschamber.org.
Great. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Yep. Visit with folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays as well. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to take just a moment to highlight Stacy Baumgartner for her positive influence and selfless giving and community service. Stacy has served as a veterinarian in Bryan since 2005, and with her commitment to quality pet care, Stacy has fundamentally shaped our hometown for the better. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance recognizes Stacy for making a deep and lasting impact on the quality of life right here in the Brazos Valley.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. U.S. economic growth slowed in the first 3 months of the year, but not as sharply as previously estimated, with gains in exports and investment in software partially offsetting weak consumer spending. Gross domestic product increased 1.1% rather than the 0.8% pace reported last month. First quarter GDP growth has now been revised higher by 0.6 points since the advance estimate was published in April. Shell-shocked European leaders are putting the screws on Prime Minister David Cameron to expedite Britain's EU exit after its decision to leave the bloc. Cameron, who had fought to remain in the EU and has said he will step down, told Parliament he will not yet start the 2-year countdown on leaving.
The deal we negotiated at the European Council in February will now be discussed discarded, and a new negotiation to leave the EU will begin under a new prime minister.
Piling on the pressure, S&P yesterday stripped Britain of its top-notch debt rating. Crude oil sharply higher, trading at $47.59 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures are sharply higher. That's your money now.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How much can you save? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $35,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-95-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Don't spend thousands more than you should. Call 866-957-8335.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're talking about things going on at the Bush Library and Museum. And David's here this morning. And, of course, I don't know. I want to say this is a pretty big deal that you do. This is something that has really been going on for a while. And then the Bush Library came in and became part of our 4th of July celebration.
Yeah, the College Station Noon Lions Club I Love America 4th of July celebration. And, yeah, it's one of the few times a year that we have the free admission. So we're going to be opening up at about 9:30, and it's going to be all the way till 8 p.m. And so we're hoping the whole community can come out and enjoy that. At 5:30, that's when the concessions open. So they're going to have a lot of different foods. People gone before, you know, the food is great. It's like ceviche sausage, snow cones, free watermelon. There's also going to be the roasted
while corn. Supply lasts.
While supply lasts, free watermelon. Yeah. So, yeah, and then at 6 o'clock, we're going to have the live band called Exchange. And that's also when the fun zone's going to open as well. That's when they're going to have the bounce houses, face painting, Pawpaw's train, and everything. So one of the things we wanted to tell people, too, if you know, they can come a little early, too. Parking is going to be in the fan field right adjacent to the Presidential Library right mm-hmm. off of Discovery Drive.
Okay. And, again, more and more cities having to do away with their fireworks for any number of reasons. They're not here, and it's a great opportunity for you to be on the grounds or even near the area to be able to see the fireworks at the end, but there's so many things that are happening on the grounds of the library itself.
Yeah, definitely, and like you just mentioned, that we're going to finish up with the a performance by the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra and then the fireworks, and not a lot of people see them. They can see them around from the whole community, but once again, this is one of the few times you can come in for free and check out our new exhibit, Driven to Drive, Defining Our Identity. You can see a lot of the cars from the 1950s, and you know, really enjoy yourselves, and it's a very safe, family-friendly environment. There's going to be plenty of security. We're going to have some extra people to help out with parking, so we're hoping this year goes very smooth.
So obviously that's the 4th of July, but while you're here, let's talk for just a minute about the summer camps, because that's a program that you've got going on, too.
Yeah, we have our summer camp. It's the theme is transportation, riding, driving, and flying into the future. It's in conjunction with our new exhibit, Driven to Drive. And the camps start on July 11th, and they go to August 12th. They're Monday through Friday camps, 9 to 4. And they're about $150. They're $150 a week.
Okay.
And some of the kids are going to get free backpacks. They're going to get free T-shirts. They're going to do a lot of different activities. It's basically learning about the history of transportation. They're going to take a field trip to the Texas A&M Transportation Institute.
Oh, fun.
They're gonna go through the library, learning about the cars, and also learning about the president as well. They're gonna be doing a lot of arts and crafts and activities while they're in the library.
So, if they want some more information about 4th of July or the camps, what do they do?
Well, for both, they can go to bush41.org, or they can call 691-4014 for the 4th of July, or 691-4006 for the summer camps.
All right. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
Like politicians, some roofing companies tell you things that just aren't so. Like, we've been in business since 1995. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Here's an almost unbelievable news headline that caught my attention yesterday. I'll read it verbatim. Young man drowns taking selfie, six others killed while trying to save him. Let's hear that again. A guy begins drowning while taking a selfie, and six others, coming to his rescue, drown along with him. Kim Commando here with your Tuesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. This story is not a hoax. Improbable as it sounds, it really did happen in Kanpur, India, along the Ganges River. With summer here and everyone at the lake or beach, remember that all too often, rescuers can become victims. As you might guess, in this case, all the rescuers were under 21. Now, for reasons that no one fully understands, far too many people assume that they are completely invincible while taking a selfie. So this summer, as you stretch out on that ledge or play at the ocean, taking that perfect selfie to impress everyone back home, pause for just a moment and remember this story. And get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. How many emails do you get every day? I get a ton, and some of them could be very dangerous. Spam email has given way to something called phishing email, messages designed to look real but intended to infect your machine with ransomware. They are phishing for your information and your money. Ransomware encrypts all your files and makes you pay up to get them back. With Carbonite Data Protection, you can beat ransomware at their own game. Your files are safely backed up in the cloud, and you can access them on any computer or on your smartphone or tablet with a free Carbonite app. I've been a Carbonite customer for years, and that's how I know that it's the best cloud backup solution out there. I trust all my files with Carbonite, and so should you. Use my name, Kim, and save 30% off Carbonite Cloud Backup, plus two free bonus months when you buy a subscription. So hurry up. Head over to Carbonite.com before it's too late and use offer code Kim. That's Carbonite.com, offer code Kim.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:31, 81 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. There is another phone scam targeting local businesses. The calls are coming from City of Bryan or BTU phone numbers, but are not legitimate calls. Bryan police remind you that commercial customers do receive phone calls from utility companies, but they are not demanding or threatening and are only made during normal business hours. Residential customers receive notifications in the mail, but will not receive phone calls. If you suspect a call is a scam, contact the police. There are pictures on our website at WTAW.com of a man suspected of credit card abuse. The pictures were taken at the College Station Walmart when the suspect made a purchase of $184 using someone else's card. An altercation over a parking space resulted in an elderly victim being punched or slapped in the face by an unknown suspect. College Station responded to the 1800 block of Potomac Place yesterday around 2:15 and learned the victim was assaulted the night before by a white man driving a white truck. The elderly man did not require medical treatment. CSPD are looking for the suspect, approximately 40 years old, with sandy blonde hair and average build. If you have information on either of the suspects, contact CSPD at 764-3600. The City of College Station conducted a citizen survey in April, and results were presented at last week's City Council meeting. A variety of participants, which included college students, renters, and homeowners, were asked to rate various city services, quality of life issues, and community characteristics, and to rank their priorities. Councilman John Nichols spoke to the finding that traffic congestion was the respondents' biggest priority and concern, followed by street and road maintenance.
Helps me to know that that was a good decision to put $50 million of capital budget into widening some roads, improving intersections, intelligent traffic management system, investing the money, because this is really what the citizen survey is going to help us do, is find what those priorities are. And we're coming up on a budget cycle where we'll have some debates about choices. We've heard about impact fee issues coming up. It takes resources to address some of these needs.
You can find a link to the results and a video of the presentation at cstx.gov. College Station school board members are considering changing the location of a future school site to the south from Holloman and Deacon to Holloman and Rock Prairie. The CSISD board is scheduled a special meeting tonight to sell land near the barracks development in order to have the money to buy land near the Oak Creek subdivision. Administrators have not revealed the identity of the buyer or how much the district will get for selling almost 24 acres at the southeast corner of Holloman and Deacon. The board will take action on buying almost 19 acres to the south at the northwest corner of Holloman and Rock Prairie for $3 million. The purchase price includes building a sewer lift station by October of next year. Now that the U.S. Supreme Court has struck down provisions of the state's abortion law, the next battleground over abortion appears to be right back in the state legislature.
I'm tired of the Supreme Court overruling state after state.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick furious over the U.S. Supreme Court decision to strike down the abortion safety standards out of HB 2.
This is a devastating blow to women's safety and health. Now, in the Texas Senate, we will revisit this issue.
Democratic State Representative Donna Howard is a registered nurse and well aware the Republicans will be back in 2017 proposing new abortion regulations.
The good folks up here that I'm with are also actively working to make sure that we know what to expect so we can be prepared to counter it.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
As the decision by British voters to leave the European Union settles in, global stock markets are settling down. World stock benchmarks stabilized today after stomach-churning swings following the vote. European stocks rose in early trading. Asian markets bounced back, and futures point to opening gains on Wall Street. The British pound also regained some lost ground. But even with things settling down after last week's Brexit, our gas prices could soon be back below $2 a gallon. With stocks and oil falling, Gas Buddy's Patrick Dehan expects gasoline to move in the same direction in the days ahead. He says pump prices for this 4th of July weekend will be the lowest in over a decade.
You have to rewind all the way back to 2005, and to see gas prices back this low is certainly very nice, and take advantage. Gas prices next summer probably will not be this cheap again.
Crude was over $50 a barrel last week, and now it's $46 and change. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 81 degrees. You can text us any time of the day to 979-695-1620. I'll have more news for you today at noon, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Best sandwich shop, best bakery, best cookies, best delivery and takeout. Blue Baker has been voted best in the Brazos Valley for 12 years in a row. And now you can order your Blue Baker favorites online and have them delivered to your door. From breakfast sandwiches in the morning to boxed lunches for the office, or warm cookies as a treat in the afternoon and stone oven pizzas for dinner, head to BlueBaker.com. Blue Baker, craft bakers serving custom eaters. Now with easy online ordering and delivery at bluebaker.com.
Bombers baseball tonight at Nutri Bowl Stadium. Tickets start at $5 at bvbombers.com.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Good morning, it's 837. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast, it's brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or you can shop at wiltons.com for supplies, furniture, and a lot more. One more time with the weather.
We'll see partial sunshine today with showers and thunderstorms likely and a high of 93. It's partly cloudy tonight and there could be a few lingering showers or thunderstorms, especially in the evening, low 75. It'll be partly sunny Wednesday. There's a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, high 93. Skies are generally clear Wednesday night, low 74. And there'll be plenty of sunshine for your Thursday with a high of 94. This is staff meteorologist Steve Lavoie for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
There you go. And again, it's going to be weird because the heat index tomorrow will be over 100 and the winds will be out of the north. So we'll see how that plays out. So, from the world of sports outside sports.
Yeah, there was another story that came in after my last sportscast there to go along with the sad news of Pat Summitt passing away. Also, Buddy Ryan, NFL coach and defensive mastermind, he died today at 82. He's also the father, of course, of Rex and Rob Ryan.
Yep.
Been successful.
Oh, okay.
It was something interesting. A few years ago, he got to attend a Cowboys-Jets game, even though he was battling cancer, and got to see Rex go against defensive coordinator Rob.
So. Very cool.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. Well, probably remember him with the Chicago Bears as much as anything. Guys like Mike Singletary on that team, he was that guy. And then he got into an altercation when he was a coach at the Houston Oilers. He was a defensive coordinator, and Kevin Gilbride, I think is his name, was the offensive coordinator. Because he did the run and shoot, and Buddy called it the duck and chuck. He was pretty outspoken.
Yeah.
So he was a character.
Yeah, they didn't give a cause, but he was 82.
Wow. And well, but you said he'd been fighting cancer.
He'd been fighting cancer. Yeah. Wow. But officially, okay. They didn't give a cause.
Gotcha. So, so we had a. I saw a story about Maria Sharapova.
Yes.
Did you see what she's doing?
Yes, I did.
Good night. She's going to the Executive Training Center at Harvard?
Yeah, she's banned from tennis, so she's using her free time in a pretty good way.
That's a pretty constructive way. That's moving forward. That's better than going to shopping center ribbon cutting.
Right.
Good.
Good for her.
Posted pictures on Facebook and Twitter.
Especially if her story is correct, where she says, you know, she didn't know that the medicine she was taking, she thought it was just medicine. She didn't know it was banned.
Right.
So if that's true, then good for her. She found something good.
Okay, forget about rocking the trendiest mall brands this summer. The hottest look around is inspired by Shark Week. Us Weekly reporting the fishy specials on Discovery Channel inspired a line of mirrored glasses that'll set you back $30, a belt buckle, T-shirts, foam fin hat, of course, and a giant onesie with the message, live every week like it's Shark Week, for only $39.95.
Pretty sure Jimmy Buffett made that style popular years ago.
So my old college roommate, she has a very, very beautiful golden lab dog, and they have a shark fin that they put on Maverick. He doesn't like it. He doesn't really move when he's in it, which I think is why they put it on him.
Of course, yes.
It kind of slows him down a little.
But it's also, why are you doing this to me?
Right.
You
know? He's like, mom.
What did I do to you, mom?
Yes, exactly.
It's like the video of the cat in the shark suit suit on the Roomba.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
But now one of the good ones is you've seen this video of the guy who got the giant spider and put it on the back of his dog. Have you seen that? Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Chelsea, have you not seen this?
No.
This is frightening. Until you know what it is frightening because this looks like a spider that's 3 feet long.
Look it up. It's worth it.
And you see it running and you're thinking it's a giant spider, you know, that's gotten, automatized or something. But that's what it is. The guy did that. He put that on the back of his dog.
He lets it run out of elevators and scares people.
Yeah. Well, scares people. All right. Just saying. Well, here you go. Pepsi plans to reintroduce aspartame in its new diet beverage less than a year after pulling that artificial sweetener as part of a marketing move over safety concerns. I think they found out people would rather have their product than be, quote, safe, if you will.
Yeah, don't they say that aspartame is like the worst thing you can
possibly do?
And
the thing is they discussed it, they churned over it, and they decided they weren't going to put it in their products, but, you know, people want it. CBS News says that consumers were dissatisfied with the aspartame-free product that they had. They plan to introduce the new Diet Pepsi Classic Sweetener Blend this fall.
Well, Lord,
it will contain aspartame in its formula.
Lord knows we're all too stupid to know what we're putting into our own bodies to make that decision for ourselves.
Also, Pepsi Max will be reintroduced to U.S. American consumers as Pepsi Zero Sugar. That will also contain aspartame, just so you know. And in a study being published by Remote Sensing, a journal, apparently Beijing, as if they didn't have enough bad news over there, Beijing is sinking 4 inches a year.
Ooh.
I'd hate to be at the line where it's not sinking, you know. That could get real uncomfortable if you're driving or riding a bike or something like that. But that's what they say is 4 inches a year.
That's a significant amount.
It is. Okay, so eating fish, nuts, seeds, plants with omega-3 fatty acids may significantly lower your risk of dying from a heart attack. That's according to the new study from the Journal of American Medical Association the largest of its kind to measure the actual level of omega-3 acids in participants' blood. LiveScience.com says the international research drew on 19 other studies from 16 studies and more than 45,000 participants. They found the higher circulating blood levels of omega-3 fatty acids were associated with nearly a 10% lower risk of a fatal heart attack on average. Participants with the highest level of omega-3s in their blood had the greatest risk reduction, more than 25%.
Wow, I'm going to go get some fish oil pills.
I was going to say, don't find that. Yeah.
Fish oil pills are really, really good for you in other ways, too. Yeah. So.
You know, it's good for you. It is good for you. So go do that and have fun later. All right, so, you know, Matt LeBlanc moved over to BBC America to do Top Gear, and the ratings are in the dumpster. London Sun reports that he is so upset over DJ Chris Evans. Who's that? Do we know?
Not the Chris Evans from Captain America.
No, okay. I don't believe so.
Random Chris Evans.
All right, this guy who's now co-hosting the show, that he has threatened to leave the show unless Evans is fired. Matt's PR flack has denied that report, but Variety said it's unclear whether Matt will be back for season number two. Show reportedly gets around 2.7 million viewers a week. That's about half the number who watched last year at this time.
I feel like ever since Friends, though, anything he touches just crumbles.
Well,
no one wants to see Joey anymore.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you know, what's he done?
How you doing?
Yeah, exactly.
Not very well.
The world's fastest fish. Here we go. The world's fastest fish.
I bet it has two eyes.
Yeah, I bet it does, too. Number five is the blue shark at 43 miles an hour. Number four is the yellowfin tuna. Number three is the bluefin tuna. Number two is the marlin. And, you know, they say that, tuna really are the most efficient swimmers in the sea.
Huh.
They are built for it. They're compact. They're muscular. Number two is a marlin at 50 miles an hour. Number one is a sailfish, can swim at 68 miles an hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder, though, then why is tuna so popular? Why can you catch it so easily?
Have you ever watched how they do that? It's amazing. They're fishermen who have long poles with hooks on them, and they hook them and throw them. They pull them out of the ocean, and they throw them and catch them and throw them into the middle of the boat.
Huh.
And then they get processed. But no, you're right. Well, the reason
swim a little faster, tuna.
Well, yeah, the reason that they do is, I mean, if they're going 46 miles an hour and the boat's going 50 miles an hour, then that's pretty much easy that they're going to be able to catch them, and that's how that
Dayhill,
works.
A Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to take just a moment to highlight Stacy Baumgartner for her positive influence and selfless giving and community service. Stacy has served as a veterinarian in Bryan since 2005. And with her commitment to quality pet care, Stacy has fundamentally shaped our hometown for the better. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance recognizes Stacy for making a deep and lasting impact on the quality of life right here in the Brazos Valley.
Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum on why people like Caldwell Country.
We have a team atmosphere out here. People work together, and the number one thing that we want to do is please the customer. Oh, I think this is an unusual dealership because you don't get the pressure, the high-pressure sales deal you get a lot. The people here are friendly. Come in, look around. We can help you. Let us know. We want you to feel good, look around, see what we have, and see if we can make a good deal for you.
Caldwell Country Chevrolet and Rockdale Country Ford, just a conversation away.
Good morning, about 12 minutes till the Infomaniacs on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. So, remember the first time you walked into Home Depot or Lowe's and you just saw this stuff stacked to the ceiling? You're thinking, how in the world could they ever get rid of all this stuff? Well, they're kind of changing. Home Depot bringing a new philosophy now to their stores. Less is more. Instead of filling up their warehouse-style racks to the ceiling with drills and rolls of insulation and cans of paint, Home Depot wants fewer items on the shelves and wants them within customers' reach, according to a story in the Wall Street Journal. Get comfortable with the days of inventory, not weeks of inventory, said Tom Short, who's
Home Depot's senior vice president of the supply chain, and that message is getting out to the stores. Here's the deal. It's a shift that's happening across the retail sector as the company's trying to figure out, first of all, ways to be more profitable, but growing the number of people who are shopping online, because there are shoppers who do that. They don't want to go to the store. The stuff's not in the store. But they want to have it close by so that they can get it to the customer quickly. Problem is, if you've got it on the shelves, you've bought that inventory, you've got it stocked out there, you've got a lot of money tied up in it. Chains have to predict whether the demand is going to come from the internet or the demand is going to come from a person coming into the store, and whether they'll ship online orders from a distribution center or from a store. This whole supply chain thing is changing because of the internet.
Interesting.
And when you start talking about square footage so big, that does make a difference. So while some people may not shop at Home Depot, Walmart and Target pretty much doing the same thing. They are cutting back on the numbers of packs of diapers, boxes of cereal, bottles of laundry detergent in their back rooms, and moving that product to the shelves faster. Walmart also has widened their aisles to further reduce the amount of goods on the shelves, while Target has moved big items like patio furniture into centralized distribution locations instead of keeping them in stores, and look for Kohl's, where it's always cheaper to buy tomorrow, to actually aim for lowering their inventory in their store by 10% by the end of the year. So it's kind of interesting that the way people are shopping is changing the way these big stores are stocking their stores now, and maybe what their stores are going to look like in the future. Maybe Home Depot decides not to be as big, or Lowe's decides not to be as big, because you need to be able to synchronize, you know, moving your inventory to and from and back and forth.
I mean, I know I buy a lot more online than I used to. But sometimes, especially in terms of something like Home Depot, sometimes you need something quick. And if they don't have it stocked because they didn't have enough of it, that might be problematic.
And I think those are the things that they're struggling with, is to figure out what are the items that somebody is expecting to walk in and find right then and take out. My thought is plumbing and electrical, certainly. Mm-hmm. But maybe some other things they wouldn't necessarily expect to find, and it's okay for it to take 2 days for it to get there. And if that's the case, then that's all right. But that does also bring up the whole concept of everyday low prices. And what does that mean? Stores set the price, obviously, as low as is reasonable, and customers don't want to have to play that game of waiting for the item to go on sale if they feel like it's, as they call it, an EDLP, everyday low price, then they'll go ahead and do that. Walmart's built their success on it. Trader Joe's has done the exact same thing. But it turns out to not work most of the time. Consumers say that surveys like the everyday low price are things that don't change the way that they act. I don't know if you remember, JCPenney had a CEO who didn't last long because he changed their policy. What he did is he made it an everyday low price every day with no sales. He stopped having sales at JCPenney. Well, guess what? Profits went down 25%.
Yep.
Because shoppers have a thrill of the hunt feel.
Yep, people love the sale word.
When they find those bargains out there. It seems there are two types of shoppers. Households that respond to Walmart's everyday low price strategy are likely to have an infant and a pet in the family, and more likely to be weekend shoppers. On the other hand, households that spend a large proportion of their grocery expenditures on fresh produce and seafood and home meals, replacement items, are less likely to shop at Walmart or other everyday low-price stores. Mm. They look for the bargains. So think about that. And I was doing that the other day, as in the grocery-torium, and I found something that, I don't know, it's like they put a high price and draw a line through it, then they have a price of what it is today.
Right.
And there's a perception that it is a low price.
Yeah.
Because they said this is regularly $4 a pound, and now it's $1.97 a pound. So, of course, I bought a bunch of it. My wife goes, okay, what's this? Well, that's going in the freezer.
That's the other thing, is I'll buy stuff that I maybe normally wouldn't buy, certainly, but because it's on sale, or it's like if you buy this, then you get this half off, and that half off item is something I wouldn't even get, but because it's half off and it's part of the deal, Well, sure. What the heck? Yeah, why not?
American marketing.
That's an age-old con.
Fall for it.
If you're seeing cracks in the walls, ceilings, or floors of your home, or if your pool seems to be losing water, before you let just anyone start digging or jackhammering around your home or pool, call the experts first at American Leak Detection. They've been servicing the Brazos Valley for over 18 years and are the leaders in non-invasive leak detection. Call 680-1094. That's 680-1094. Or click on AmericanLeakDetection.com.
American Leak Detection.
Howdy, this is Pat Sefcik. It's been over 40 years since my dad Leon opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Sefcik's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Sefcik Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
The Brazos County District 2 VFD Curtain Fireworks Show and Fundraiser is Monday, July 4th at the Curtain Community Center. Gates open at 3 p.m. with barbecue plates, silent auction, kids games, gun raffles, five-alarm raffles, live music from Burton Tyler, and more. Admission and parking are free, but carpooling is recommended. The fireworks show starts about 30 minutes after sunset, and raffle proceeds go towards the purchase of a much-needed wildfire truck. Need not be present to win, so pre-purchase raffle tickets online now at district2vfd.org. That's district, the number 2, VFD.org.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Brad, you can relate to this. If you can't keep up with all the deaths on soap opera swords, don't feel badly. President Barack Obama can't either. He's featured in a video encouraging viewers to register to vote by demonstrating five things that are harder to do. Naming all the dead Game of Thrones characters, playing the game Operation, untangling headphones, making a friendship bracelet, and stacking Cheerios.
There's a lot of people who've died on soap opera with swords.
The president could only name eight of the last 485 dead characters in the show.
Well, 485, that sounds like it's including extras and stuff, too.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, he wraps it up by saying, that stuff's hard, but you know what isn't? Registering to vote.
Let me be clear.
So, now...
Hey, speaking of voting, really quickly.
Tell me.
The second round is now open, so our link is updated.
Yes.
I know we had somebody who emailed in yesterday and said the link said the survey was closed, but talked to Brian Pope first thing when I got in this morning, and he said that round two is now open. It's already been dwindled down to 20 names. So,
all right, now where on our website is it?
In the story on WTAW.com.
Yeah.
Let's see if it's still on the front page. If you go to the news section, it'll talk about, so you're going to have to go into the news tab.
Okay, click news. Okay, I got that. I'm down
news,
there. All right,
and
okay.
Then you're going to go to favorite small Texas town. Vote for favorite small town Texas name.
Where is that story?
I just clicked on it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
it's on the front page of news? It's on the front page of news?
Well, if you click in the news tab.
I did.
Okay, and then go down a few stories.
Oh, now I got the citizen survey results. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Keep going down.
We're surfing on the radio. High speed chase.
Yep, right under that. Right under that.
Oh, there it is right there.
Yep. And so if you click here to vote,
okay,
it should open the poll for you.
All right, so now we've got down to 20 names.
20 names.
Wow.
Yep, so you guys can go vote. Even if you
Dimebox
voted in the first round.
Is still
round.
In there.
Yep, Dimebox, and so is North Zulch,
and
right?
And North Zulch is. An
yeah.
Old, yeah, old Dimebox, and North Zulch. All right, that's cool. And,
yep.
And Zipperlandville. Okay. And Shiner. Cool.
All right.
There. All right, good. Yeah, I don't know if you saw on, I didn't realize this on the
on the 12 packs of Shiner, now they've put a map of where it is.
Oh, cool.
Which is a really smart idea.
Yeah.
A really, really smart idea. We happened to be going through Shiner one day, and the brewery was closed, but the people right in front of us included somebody who used to work there. So they took like five of us through at one time. So that was pretty cool, rather than the gigantic tour.
And cool.
Again, it's quite the thing that people outside Texas think it's.
Yeah,
it's
also put the link on our Facebook page and Twitter feed.
Now, what's
so you
the deadline on
it.
This round?
Do I don't know. I'm not sure how long it's going to be open. So okay, probably for about a week, I would think.
All right, get out there and vote.
Yeah.
All right, on this date, 1975, at the Western Open in Illinois, Lee Trevino was struck by lightning and obviously survived. Also in sports, 1997, Mike Tyson disqualified Evander Holyfield. That ear thing.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Oh, took a little chunk out.
He did. a matter of fact, Holyfield's attorney used to be Neil Bortz a long time ago.
Awesome.
And Billy Mays died on this date in 2009.